Hi, this is Tanya. I'm the author of Outsmart Your Cancer, and I'm talking to a woman named Bonnie today who has had a wonderful recovery from metastasized bladder cancer. And so, Bonnie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
You know, you have such an interesting story. I'd like to just let you get started on it.
I am 61, and I am a flight attendant at an airline. I'm single and very busy.
Very busy. I bet you're traveling a lot.
Traveling, but my family is very important to me.
Oh, that sounds
good. I just love to connect with people.
Okay, well, that helps. How did this whole thing get started?
Well, it's very interesting. I wasn't feeling well, but I think all of us have our days where we're tired, and stress has a big part to play in our lives, especially these days because everything is so fast and moving so quickly. All of a sudden, I found out I was bleeding, so I went to the gynecologist. Wasn't happy with what he had to say to me, so I wound up going to somebody else. I had a hysterectomy.
Because they thought that was what was causing the bleeding somehow, and that would solve it?
Yes, because they couldn't figure it out either.
Ah.
So I had a hysterectomy, and when I was on the operating table, they found cancer in my lymph nodes. And wanted to know where it was coming from. So I had more tests taken after that and found out it was coming from my bladder.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, they wanted to start chemo on me right away.
Now, did you have a tumor that was visible in the bladder on a scan or something?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. First off, the lymph node was about the size of a walnut. Then they also found it, it was like that, about a walnut, too, that was in my bladder.
Oh, okay.
They were able to get it all out.
So they surgically removed the bladder tumor?
They surgically removed the bladder
tumor. Okay, but they didn't take out your bladder?
They did not. They had wanted to if it would have just been contained to my bladder. My urologist said that he would have done just that. But since it was already into my lymph nodes, if it was fast growing, that he decided not to do that. But that I needed to start chemo right away because it was moving fast. It was grade 3 cancer and very aggressive.
Okay. And they could tell that by the biopsy of the lymph node they removed, I imagine.
Right.
Okay. Wow. So you were in a pretty critical situation there. What made you decide to try an alternative instead of chemo?
I think because my mindset was always that I didn't want to do chemo because I just knew of too many people who are friends of mine who... Yes, it would help. It would be a temporary fix. They were always sick, and it was expensive. But nobody really knows what they're going to do until that time comes. But I just felt like God kind of prepared the way for me because when I wasn't feeling well, a good friend of mine in Israel had breast cancer, and she had 3 lumps. She did chemo once, and she got deathly sick, which can happen when you do chemo.
Oh, sure.
She found an alternative, which was Protocell that somebody told her about, plus changing her diet. So I just happened to find that out just before I went into the hospital. I also got another confirmation from somebody else about diet and also this Protocell. It sounded really interesting. I started researching it and looking it up.
Out of curiosity, how did your friend in Israel with a breast cancer do?
She's doing wonderful. Her tumors are gone.
Wow.
She takes her Protocell still to this day. And diet also has a lot to do with it.
Okay, and I think you're right about that.
Exercise, of course, the mindset, and prayer. So, and just being over in Israel itself is could be very stressful. Anyway, I felt like when they told me that I should do chemo and do it right away, it was like, I just felt like God said, I want to give you the desire of your heart. You didn't want to do chemo, so I'm going to walk this out with you.
Hmm.
And so that's what I'm doing. I feel great.
Wow.
I do. I know I made the right choice.
Well, let's tell people a little bit more about what you did. So it sounds like, of course, after they did the hysterectomy, did you then go back in for a second surgery to have the tumor in the bladder removed? It wasn't the same surgery.
I did, yes, okay. Like the following week.
Okay, wow, that was quick. And then instead of doing the chemo, you went right on to Protocell. Now, did the doctors give you any idea about how long they thought you would live if you did not do any treatment or their treatment?
No, they did not. They just kind of shook their head. Every time I would go in, well, you really need to really look into this, you know, and taking this chemo, and it's good, and it's not going to be bad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a low dose, and just kept kind of, my urologist especially was into that. And every time I'd go in there, every 3 months, every 6 months, and a year, you know, now, of course, he's not even saying anything.
So the first year you went in every 3 months to get checked, was this with scans or something?
For blood work.
Okay.
I went and had a CT scan, mm-hmm. and when I went into my urologist, I don't know what it was called, but I know he scanned it too.
Okay.
He went up and he scanned it and was like, wow, you're clear.
And that was the whole first year, and now it's been a full 2 years since you started Protocell, a little more than 2 years, actually, I think.
Correct.
And the last update or checkup you had was when?
February.
Okay, so that would have been about 6 months ago, I guess?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and how did that update go?
It went well.
Completely clear still?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And these doctors told you that this was a fast-growing cancer in your lymph system, so if it was going to be growing back, you would think it would have shown up by now since it was fast-growing.
Right.
Wow. So now your doctor's not saying anything?
That's right.
About the chemo. That's great.
I know.
Wow. And I'm so excited for you, Bonnie. This is such a wonderful thing. You sound like you're doing just fantastic. Now, how about your friends and family? What do they think about what's happened with you?
Oh, they are so excited. In fact, they are now on Protocell because we really feel that it's something that it can help people who have MS. Mm-hmm. It's even in your book, Outsmart Your Cancer, that mm-hmm. it can help a lot of people. And people today are under so much stress, not eating correctly. Anything that can help our immune system and encourage us, it's like it's not a medication, so you're not drugged, which is wonderful. And it's not that expensive.
Oh, no, it's very reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned also, that I know this isn't the focus of this interview, but you did mention that you've been also dealing with hepatitis C for a number of years. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and how long has that been going on?
That has been over 18 to 20 years.
Wow.
But I didn't find out about it until, maybe 13 years ago that I had hepatitis C, and I found out because I was going to I gave blood. They said, you know, you had hepatitis C, and I said I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So they, of course, wanted to work on me then too with that and get and with drugs and stuff. And mm-hmm. I chose not to. When I have gone in to my doctors, nobody has said anything to me, and they know I have hepatitis C. They knew that it's bad. You know, my liver. They have said my liver looks the same, looks fine, mm-hmm. it's functioning well. So I'm excited over that.
So you have not been taking any drugs for the hepatitis C or doing anything else to control that other than what you've been doing for your cancer, which is the Protocell and diet.
Right.
And it does seem, you know, I can't say for sure, and I don't know if you know for sure yet whether or not the Protocell has gotten rid of your hepatitis C, but we do know that Protocell mm-hmm. really works very well to help the body get rid of viruses. And so, you know, it sounds like you're feeling good, and there's at least some hope there that it's also improved your situation with the hepatitis C.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Maybe you can, you know, if you do get some more updates on that, maybe we'll add a brief recording on that at some point.
Oh, yeah. Anything that I find out that's even more positive, I'll be more than happy to share.
Okay, great. And just to help some people, too, who are considering using Protocell, maybe you could tell us how you used the Protocell. Which formulation did you, you know, choose to use, the 23 or the 50, and a little bit about your diet and other supplements?
Okay. Well, I'm taking the 23, even though I have taken the 50. I took the 50 to begin with, I think, and because of the bladder cancer, the 23 is supposed to work faster. But even if you don't have it at the time, it's okay. You just want to mix the two. One taking the 23 one day and the 50 the next. But
you don't want to do that.
No.
Right.
I'm taking the 23 and I take it 4 times a day, and I take an extra dose at 11 o'clock at night, which is a fourth of a teaspoon.
So is that a fifth time?
That's a fifth. I'm sorry, because I take it at a 7, 11, 3, 7, and 11.
Okay.
Right.
And so then you do go the 8 hours overnight from 11 p.m. to 7 in the morning.
Correct.
Okay.
But I take a double dose at 11.
Okay, I see. So you get, is that a half teaspoonful of
protocin? It's a fourth of it.
But the double dose would be a half.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
That's okay. Okay. Well, you know, that's fine. And in your case, it sounds like the Protocell worked so quickly on your cancer that 8 hours overnight did work for you. For some people with really advanced cases, they may have to try to get up in the middle of the night and not go more than 6 hours between any two doses. But there are plenty of cases like yourself where that 8 hours does work. You just don't want to make it more than 8 hours, if possible,
mm-hmm.
over the bedtime.
Right. I know that in my case, with my hours as a flight attendant, I've been up at 3, so I've taken it.
So sometimes you do take an extra dose in the middle of the night, or
mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's probably a good idea, just to keep, you know, sort of a level amount in your blood at all times as much as possible. And so the 4 times a day, the 5 times a day with the last dose at 11 p.m. was how you started when you first began using Protocell?
Yes.
All right. Well, that is how it's recommended to be used on the bottle. And I just want to make it clear to people, if they're in a really critical situation or advanced cancer, they might not want to go more than 6 hours between any two doses. So what about supplements and diet changes?
Well, diet changes, definitely decided to do a lot of juicing, especially when I first found out I had cancer. In fact, I had my sister bring carrot juice into the hospital because I really wasn't crazy about the food that they were serving
mm-hmm.
there anyway, and it has no nutritional value. I, of course, got a big juicer, and I would have like 7 glasses a day, and you can only take like 8 ounces every hour. It gives you a lot of beta carotene. And really helps in your diet getting strong.
Was this pure carrot juice?
It was pure organic.
That's
and then,
good.
Of course, just doing as much raw as I could, raw fruits and vegetables. More vegetables than fruits, because even of the sugar in fruits can sometimes, if you've got cancer, is not the best thing to do.
That's a good point. Maybe wait until your cancer's more under control or you're in remission to get back to more amounts of fruit.
Right.
But the vegetables, you can have as many of those as you want.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
You did
and
some
water. And,
oh.
But you have to have good water.
Yeah. Did you drink a lot of water?
Yes. Even putting a lemon in it for a variety if you want.
Okay. Just
but
a little bit of
lemon. I've never had trouble drinking water.
About how much water did you drink every day? Do you remember? Or are you still drinking?
Still drinking. It just seems I always have a glass around.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm always taking sips. Or also when I'm gone, I always also carry water with me because I get thirsty. So.
Wow, that's a great habit, though.
Yeah.
And I imagine for a flight attendant especially, you know,
yes,
going in.
It's very, you get very dehydrated on
mm-hmm.
an airplane, so it's very
right.
important that you get your water.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you're just a great recovery story, Bonnie, and I think it's amazing that you had this very aggressive cancer in your lymph system and one large lymph node to prove it. And even though the doctors took that lymph node out, it's very unlikely that they got all the cancer. You know, once it's in the lymph system, it's generally at least some amount of cancer will be in other locations in the lymph system. Obviously, that's why the doctors so strongly recommended chemotherapy as a follow-up to you.
Right.
So by going to Protocell, and luckily you knew other people who had already used it successfully, you were able to avoid that chemotherapy and all the terrible side effects you can have from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So, and you know someone now who's using it with their dog?
I do. And,
is that a cancer case? Or
they she had a tumor, I think, on her nose. The dog did.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, my friend found out that I had cancer, and this is what I was using.
Mm-hmm.
She looked into it and decided she did not want to give her dog chemo, do anything like that. So
mm-hmm.
that's what she's doing, and she's excited. I have to call her again to see how she's doing, but the last time I talked to her, she was doing really well.
Was there any change in the tumor yet?
I think that there was, but I'm not positive.
Well, I knew a woman who was able to get a melanoma tumor on her dog to disappear, and so can certainly be very effective for dogs if it's done right and in the right conditions. So I hope that person does real well and the dog does real well.
Yes, I think that they will, because she does a lot of research, and she right away picked this up and thought this was good. So.
Right. And you're a real believer in the whole mind-body-spirit thing, right?
Yes, I am.
You know, that it's not just taking care of the body, but it's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you want to say about that? Just, you know, let people know how you feel about that?
Well, yeah, I really have a very strong faith in my God, and I know that what I have seen, he has definitely given me the desire of my heart and showing me how much he, for me personally, loved me. But it took cancer to do that, to recognize who he really was and for me. but I also know that there's a lot of us who go to church and do, prayer is very, very important. But I also know that prayer isn't everything. I also know that in Scripture, it's also that you are what you eat, and there's that God has created us as human beings, but also with a mind, and to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know that a lot of people that go to church, I'm not only church, everywhere, are very heavy and are sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that a lot of them ask for prayer and get healed. And it's awesome, the power of prayer. But I also know that our bad habits can lead us onto the wrong path, and we can die quicker than what God really wants us to do. He's got a plan and purpose for all of us, and he wants us to share that and not to get so grounded in even eating better. You think clearly, and you have more reason to live.
Right.
So it all goes together.
That's true. And,
I really believe
you
that.
Know, we each have free choice, and we each have this physical vessel, this body, to take care of. And it's up to us as to whether we take care of it or not. The raw foods that you went to, was this part of the Hallelujah Acres thing that you mentioned to me before?
Yes.
Okay. Is that something you would recommend people look into?
Yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up on the website. It's www.hacres.com. And there's a lot of information. They have recipes. They have testimonies. It's just another avenue to go down if you are looking for a way to help yourself get better.
Right, another tool.
Food direction.
Well, you know, I think that's all really good input for people. I imagine that all of this has strengthened your faith and had, you know, some positive effects on your
mm-hmm.
life.
Yeah, I think sometimes we all go through things that are hard, but we can learn from them and never want to go through them at the time. And then we look back afterwards, and I don't know, I just say, thank you, God, for giving me cancer.
Do you really?
So, yeah, so that wow. I not only realize how much you love me and how you worked in my life to prepare a way for the desire of my heart to have alternative things, but that I can also share it with other people, that there are other ways. You are so good through bad times.
Well, that's a really tender message, and I appreciate you telling people that.
Well, thank you for letting me share this
mm-hmm.
With you. And I'm just very happy that I've gotten to know you. I haven't met you personally, but mm-hmm. on the phone, because you have helped me a lot. Just exciting, I you know, with your books,
mm-hmm.
and so I've been sharing the book also with other people.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. And are you still taking Protocell, by the way?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh.
I plan to.
You plan to continue for how
I
long?
Do. Until I feel that, I don't know, until
okay.
I feel not to. But at this point, I plan on taking it for a long time because
yeah.
I feel like it's preventative also. So.
Yes, absolutely. You know, this is one of the, I like to think of it as one of the beauties of doing an alternative non-toxic approach. Because it's non-toxic, you can take it as long as you want to make sure that no more cancer develops. You know, it could be that there's something in you, in your body or your environment or something that maybe was partly responsible for the first cancer that could possibly spark another cancer at some point. And of course, if you're on Protocell, you can avoid that. Or you can at some point go to a maintenance schedule where you just take Protocell for maybe 4 to 6 months every other year or something. You know, there's a lot of different types of maintenance ways to use it as well. That's the wonderful thing about a treatment being non-toxic, whereas you certainly could not continue on chemotherapy or radiation for years and years to be safe. That would kill you.
Yeah, and right now it would seem very strange for me not to take it. It's just like drinking my glass of water when I get thirsty or having my carrot juice or whatever. I mean, it's just part of my life.
And that shows how easy it is to do this approach, too.
Right.
Now, when you take your Protocell, how do you take it?
I take it with water.
So do you fill a glass full of water and then add the Protocell?
Yes. Actually, it's probably about maybe a fourth or half a glass
okay.
of water.
Mm-hmm. And then you just use the medicine dropper with the measure amount, you know, that says a quarter teaspoonful, and you squirt that in.
Correct.
Except for your 11 p.m. dose, which is a half teaspoonful.
Right.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. I really appreciate your willingness to share your story, Bonnie, and I think this is going to help a lot of people. And thank you very much for being here with us today.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Again, thank you for all that you're doing. And I'm just excited to hear about everybody else's testimonies and that you're doing what you're doing. And
okay.
I thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, and you have a good day.
Yes, and you too.
Okay.